on Jacaranda FM. Plucky Owner the Son also played you Dua Lipa with Physical and started that mix off with Lockenville, Sun in My Pocket. Someone nearly had some cash in their pocket. Want ek was amper gescam vir oggend, maar ek het vroeger 'n storie gedeel waar ek vir oggend 'n e-mail gekry het van ons GM af hier so by Jacaranda FM, but an aanhalingstekens. Someone making like they are GM mailing me, asking me for my number. Ek, stupid Tabiso, stuur toe die nommer, but only to later on find out our amazing technical team here at Jacaranda FM spotted the person and it is a scam. En gepraat van scams, so as you know, I love the TikTok streets. And there is someone that I look up to, that I admire on TikTok. His name is Marcius. And he actually has, I don't know, how many accounts did you but Mark, as of the jy is.
No, thank you. You're flattering me. Well, it means if you got a couple of scam accounts, it means you're doing something right.
Exactly.
So I think it's about 20 now. We counted earlier. It's about 20. Scam accounts, yeah.
My goodness, man. And what are the red flags? What say you say, moet mens na kyk as jy Susan, I know there's a beautiful response that you actually did to someone telling them that, hey man, as jy sulke hoëgere Afrikaans hoor, wie praat so?
Ja. Soos 'n byeenkomende inkomste geleentheid. Like, I know top end financial planners in the country and they don't even speak like that, brother. So yeah, I think red flags, first of all, obviously this is like full on social media.
Yes.
If you talk a little bit about finance or it looks like you're in finance, they're gonna make scam accounts of you because that's easy money. But I mean, if you're following somebody, maybe it's an influencer, maybe it's somebody that's got a large following on social media, look out for, if you get a DM from that person, yes, obviously have a look. How many followers does this person have?
Have, yeah.
Because some people get scammed by fake accounts of me. They got like 168 followers. I got like 95 or 93,000.
Yeah.
You know, so double check on that. And the other thing is, bear in mind, an influencer or a businessman or somebody that's actually an entrepreneur that manages huge businesses is not going to find the time to DM you on Instagram or TikTok.
So true, yes.
Or WhatsApp you.
Wow. And there's something that you actually say as well, is that as ons nie 'n stemnota van jou af kry nie, then we must also know that it's a scam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And watch out, because these people are getting very good, right?
Yes.
So they'll WhatsApp my team. And I mean, earlier on when I used to manage my own WhatsApps, then I'll send a message, a voice note back and say, hey, my matty, dankie vir jou boodskap. Laat weet vir my, hoe kan ek vir jou waarde toevoeg? So they can literally take that recording and they play it on another phone.
No way.
So if you're smart, if you street smart, you'll pick it up. But I mean, most people won't. So if I don't mention your name or I'm not speaking directly to your problem, I mean, we've got to be vigilant. It's unfortunately, there's lots of benefits with technology, but there's lots of loopholes as well.
Yes, die Marcius van Antwerp in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Ons praat 'n bietjie oor scams. There's been a lot of scamming that's been going on. Ek weet, Ilana Afrika Bredenkamp, her account was also basically copied, and someone made a scam account of her profile as well. En ek weet dat sulke goedjies al gebeur hierso by Jacaranda FM ook, waar baie mense maak asof hulle Jacaranda FM is, and then they basically ask money from people, and that's soos wat Marcia sê, we will never do that. We will never ask you, hey, betaal gou hierdie amount in en dit groei. And that as well, I mean, what is the saying? If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Absolutely. Like in that video that you mentioned earlier, I actually told that guy, I replied on a guy that he honestly believed with his whole heart I scammed him out of $2,000. Look, man, I am not going to jeopardize my entire life,
yes,
to get 2,000 rand from you, because it's illegal to manage money on behalf of somebody.
Exactly.
If you are not an accredited financial institution, if you don't have a license with the FSCA. And apart from the fact that we will never message you and ask you for money, Secondly, if I am going to message you and ask you for money, then it means that I am managing money. That's discretionary advice. I'm managing money on your behalf. I'm not allowed to do that.
That is,
if you don't have a license to do that. So, and yeah, I mean, you're not going to put everything at risk for 2K. Go, you can get a fine, a hefty fine, and you can spend a couple of years in prison. So that's a couple of good reasons right there not to go and ask somebody for $2,000.
I'm glad that you're clarifying this, because I think so many people out there think that, yeah, you get, I can give you money, and then van vandag af is that, yeah, 500 rand, and then more or more is it 10,000 rand and so forth. Like, I think, why do you think we are so naive, and why do you think we're so desperate?
I think it's, number one, we're emotional, right? People are feeling it, but people are also not awake. People are not awake to the fact that if you want an extraordinary life, or if you really want to be in control of your finances, there's a small percentage of the world that actually gets to do that, or that actually manages to do that. They did not get there by mistake or by accident. They educated themselves.
Hard work, yeah.
You can't, if I send you a message and I tell you, hey, my mate, give me 2,000 rand of verander ek het vir jou 25,000 rand aan die einde van die maand. Wel, jammer om te sê, jy verdien om jou geld te verloor as jy daai poef glo.
I'm glad that you said that. I'm so glad that you said that, because I love the fact that we can also be hard about this. Because literally, soos wat ek nou gesê het, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Don't be naive. Don't be stupid. Don't give people your money. Point blank. Ek gaan 'n bietjie musiek speel, dan gaan ons later terugkom. Because yes, I definitely have a whole lot more questions. En ek wil definitief vir jou vra ook van toe jy gescam was. That coming up is straight after David Guetta, Love and Mercy Gray. Mercy Gray on Jacaran FM with our trials. So played you Love or All for Nothing. And before that, I played you a little bit of David Guetta with I'm Good. I'm definitely good. It's so good to have Marcius in studio with us today. And on Sprat a bit of scams, I'm not sure if you've been scammed, but I nearly got scammed. I literally nearly got scammed this morning. And that is why I want to just bring a bit of awareness and just to educate as well as to how to avoid scams and how to, like, just have a lookout and, you know, notice the red flags. Marcius, you've also been scammed once.
Oh, yes.
Please tell us about that. How did that happen?
We're all stupid at some point.
Yeah,
right?
Tuma. I can buy us
here. I got scammed out of a couple of Bitcoin back in 2016. So, yes, that was very painful.
how many?
Yeah, that
how
was...
How many Bitcoins did
four.
You get?
Yeah, that was very painful, but it served me well, because I was uneducated, and the thing is, the major thing is, we're emotional. You want to believe, my man, you want to believe that that thing is going to double in 2 or 3 months. Some scammers promise you, hey, a couple of days and I'm going to double your money or triple your money, and that definitely happens when you're desperate and when you are uneducated. Man. But the good part of it all is that you can choose to go and educate yourself.
Yes.
You can choose to understand finances better, to understand, you know, what's reality and what's not. What's realistic returns and what isn't. Major markets that people definitely use over and over again to scam people, definitely crypto, Forex.
Yeah.
If you're a person that just looks like you're in the financial markets or something, even if you just wear suits, my man, they'll copy your account and they'll scam a couple of people. So you've got to be wary for industries like those. And, you know, the good old saying, do your research.
Yes.
Do your research on the company. And like you said, if it's too good to be true, chances are it is. If you educate yourself, go and read, just do yourself a favor. Go and read one book about human psychology, one book about sales, finances, business. Maybe here there's some other interest, whatever you have. But go and educate yourself on those things, and a new world will open for you. You'll have new lenses through which you can view the world and understand it a lot better. And chances are, when you are educated, stuff like this won't happen.
That is absolutely amazing. Gepraat van education, and please tell us a bit more about the 4AM Money Maker. Is that the Money Maker Club?
Money Makers Program, yeah. Yes. So it's a course that I launched. Obviously, a lot of people are quite inspired by my story, because 2 years ago, I was still doing manual labor. I literally mixed concrete in the state.
You know what? I saw that on your social media. I'm like, yo, this guy's grafted before.
Yeah. No, I can do it all. Trust me.
Yes.
But I went from that, and I've really dived deep into personal development. Mm-hmm. I've really spent a lot of money on coaching, a lot of money on courses and programs to help me develop myself and to essentially become a better entrepreneur. But most importantly, a digital entrepreneur. Mm. Because if you're not going digital now, trust me, your business is dying slowly. You're gonna die. Man. They're gonna find you dead in the water. And so with my story inspiring a couple of people, everybody wants to know, how the hell did you do this and built this online? I basically have three businesses, online businesses now. And how did I build this online empire? I only 2 years ago, I was still laboring as a general working in the States.
Mm.
And I decided to take that and put it in a program, which I, hop on with the peeps. They also get to be part of a club.
Mm-hmm.
And there I teach people how to become digital entrepreneurs and how to leverage social media to essentially, the core of it is to turn your passion into profit.
Yes. I absolutely love that. And that's the thing, we can definitely use social media for good. And I think we need more people doing that, using it for good rather than using it to actually scam people. Marcius van Antwerp in the building. This is Jacaranda FM. My name is Thabiso Kambuda. I'm with you till 6. So we gaan definitief nog praat. I want to hear about a program that you're going to be involved in on TV soon. And I know that you're also going to be doing TikTok, but baie interessant is. Maar ons kom nou terug. Ek wil definitief baie meer van dit weet. Masies van Antwerp in the building. Glass Animals, absolutely love Diana. So a ring to it. Tina Turner made a private dancer. Okay, I'll stick to my daily job. Masies van Antwerp in the building. Ons het nou nog gechat in to say for me, you are going to be on a TV program. Please tell us a bit more about that. Want een ding wat ek definitief jou meer moet support and say that's why I look up to you, is that there's so much said to you. There's baie hate mail, there's a lot of haters, and I see how you respond to them on TikTok. So lekker, you respond so nicely to them. But this is also another point that you can actually say to them, okay, ek is mos nou fake of ek doen al hierdie goedjies, but hey, look who's gonna be on TV.
But I mean, I'm only getting started. This is like 0.01% of Marcia. So
yes,
definitely, I'll keep on chasing my full potential. Maar die TV, ek hoop ek mag het sê. So, maar die show se naam is Maak My Miljonair.
No.
Ek weet nie of ek ken vir Albert van Wyk.
Yes.
Hy het die boek geskryf, Millionaire at 22.
Know him very well.
Baie, baie goeie vriend van my. En baie dankbaar vir hom ook, want weet, dis vir baie jare het ek gevra vir die universe of vir jou al of my skepper om vir my vriende te stuur soos ek, met wie ek kan resoneer.
Mm.
En ek het 'n goeie vriend in Albert gekry, solid entrepreneur, understands property very well. And I'm looking forward to big things that we'll be doing together.
That is absolutely amazing, man. I see someone here on the WhatsApp line, Sunshine, asking me what is the guy's name that I'm with on the show right now. His name is Marcius van Antwerp, and I'm going to ask him a little bit later on to also tell us how we can get hold of him. But before we get there, you are also going to be in a boxing match. Tick box.
Yes.
How's the training going?
Good. I've been training since I was 16. No, I'm on top of the world. I'm in great shape. I've been for many, many years. So yeah, I feel great, and I'm looking forward.
Lekker. And forward. How much does it mean to you to actually be going into a ring in Tixbox? Because it is about mental health. It is about something that I know a lot of us struggle with, and it's in support of that. And especially this month being the month of men's health, I love tying it to mental health as well, because we need to be really, really awoke, if I can put it that way, mentally. So how much does this actually mean? Behalve nou die feit, behalve die, kan ek sê die geraas rondom dit. How much does mental health mean to you?
It means the world, because I get to, on that night, I get to do the two things that I love most in this world, and that's to inspire people and to uplift them, and secondly or thirdly, boxing. You know, I'm very passionate about boxing. It's been in my family for many, many years.
Sure.
And my biggest purpose here, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing and everything I do, is to inspire and uplift people, to lift people out of the slumps of limiting beliefs, the slumps of poverty, emotional, physically, and mental.
Come
poverty
on, man.
Because I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. And I know what I had to do to reach the truth. Right? I had to go and search for it, and it was a very, very painful journey.
Sure.
But once you find the truth, you are so compelled to speak it and to share it with the world. You can't help yourself. It just comes out.
That is amazing. Yo. That is amazing. That is gold. That is absolute gold. More is, of altijd oor more. Yes, oor more is Papa's Dag. Any plans that you guys have for Father's Day?
You know what? to be honest, I'm going to be real with you guys and tell you that I forgot about it.
Yes, but, same here.
on that note, I'd really like to give a big shout out to my father, Marius. Oh. Marius van Antwerp. He's probably laid the foundation for the man that I am today. Taught me a lot of valuable lessons, and I'll surely definitely be spending some time with him. I'll create something special this weekend. And yeah, if your dad is out there somewhere, just make some time for him, man.
Come on, man. Thank you. Thank you for that message, and thank you for sending that message to the listener as well. Truly appreciate it. Marcius, where can we get you? On social media, where can we get you? Do you have a website? Waar kan ons jou kry?
Yes, my website's name is www.marciusvan. It's MarciusVan.com. You can get me on my social media channels. If you look me up on TikTok, there's a WhatsApp number there where you can reach out to me as well. Make sure you get the right TikTok account.
Yes, please.
If it does not have 93,000 followers or more, then you know it's not the real Matty Marcius.
Like my Matty.
Yeah, please.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here again. Yes, a champ, man. You really, honestly, you inspire me in so many levels. I look up to you in so many levels. And thank you for inspiring. Regardless of the hate that you sometimes get, regardless of the comments that you sometimes get, you still keep on going on. And that's also another thing that I've learned from you. You know, it doesn't matter what the world throws at you. You have to keep on going on. So thank you for that. You're literally paying it forward amazingly. And may God bless you in everything that you do, man. All the best.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. You, yourself, very, very inspiring. And I'm very fortunate to have found a great friend in you as well.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, mate.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. I'm going to make sure that this interview gets onto jacarandafm.com. So you can go onto jacarandafm.com and then you can click on shows. You'll find my face there. And definitely by tomorrow, there will definitely be a recap of this. So thank you so much for listening. This is Jacaranda FM. My name is Tabiso Kambu. More of the music that you love are coming up.